Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to back up here a little bit on this cop kicking story. It's pretty disgusting. First of all, when it first happened, he said that he didn't realize she was pregnant. She was like about 9 months pregnant. The kid was born 2 weeks later. So the cop is either a complete idiot or he's blind as a bat, and we shouldn't have people like that with guns out there on the street. But the story is basically that the officer, Gerard Wheeler, went to the home to solve a domestic dispute involving this pregnant woman and her brother, and things got out of hand. And the cop basically just said, out of heck with this, and he whipped out the taser and he tasered the brother. And so this pregnant woman starts crying and saying, why are you doing that? And he just kicked her. And that's what everybody, including the officer, is saying. He said, I just wasn't in a talking mood. You know, non-lethal taser, zapped the brother, and then kicked the woman in the stomach. And the police department is saying, no, that's within policy. We allow that kind of thing. And it's absurd because, and this is another story we have at whatreallyhappened.com today, you may remember not too long ago, we had a caller into the show who was a cardiologist, and he said the problem with the tasers, these so-called non-lethal shocking devices, they are in fact lethal for a very, very simple reason. If you receive that shock from the taser at just the right moment in the heart's pumping cycle, the heart will stop. And this is something that was never acknowledged or tested for by the developers of the tasers. They kept saying, oh, well, you know, pretty much everybody's surviving it. If they aren't, it had to be something wrong with them. No, it isn't. If you get that taser shock and the heart is at just the right moment in its pumping cycle, it disrupts the nerves controlling the heart and the heart just stops. And there have been a lot of deaths from these tasers. And it isn't just there's a lot of fragile people walking around confronting the police. The police have been taught to believe these can't kill. And they're out there killing people with them and saying, well, it can't be my fault. We were told by the authorities that these things don't kill people. Just like we're told by the TSA that those scanners don't give you cancer. We know otherwise. So the sister was right to be upset when the cop just hauled off and tased her brother. And then he turns around and kicks her in the stomach. What a wonderful police force we have. Now, in contrast with that, over in Germany, according to Der Spiegel, in the year 2011, the German police only fired their guns 85 times in public. More than half were warning shots. 15 people were injured. 6, sadly, were killed. 6 in the entire country of Germany in all of 2011, shot by the police. Contrast that with the United States of America, where their cops are gunning down people left and right, tasering them to death, beating them to beating them to death, like that situation in Fullerton. You know, we're talking about Germany, who all our movies are always telling us is Gestapo and brutality, and they love torture and stuff. Well, not to judge by their civilian police department, 85 bullets fired in public by the entire German police force, the entire country in all of 2011, 85. That's what, 2 boxes of ammo? And how many rounds of ammunition has the Department of Homeland Security bought to use against the American people? 450 million rounds, more than enough to shoot everybody at least once. That's how out of control things are here in this country. All right, we're coming down to the bottom of this segment. We're going to take a break for commercials. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
D-Roy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I am going to tempt the fates because I'm getting a ton of emails from people who are very upset that I'm not going to weigh in on the issue of gay marriage, which I thought I'd already covered the subject. If you're opposed to gay marriage, don't marry a gay. Problem solved. But I'm getting a lot of email from that segment of the society who believes that their imaginary playmate in the clouds has given them a holy mandate to go out and interfere with other people's lives, to force them to live the way the imaginary playmate says that they ought to. And my usual response is, well, if you truly believe that there is a God who made the entire universe and proves it by showing up on burnt toast, then he made the gays. And aren't they supposed to be here? Aren't they also part of, you know, your God's plan for the universe? And they say, oh, no, because God made them heterosexual. They chose to be gay, which is how they get out of that whole loophole thing. I don't think anybody chooses to be gay. I think I'm going to give you what I think is going on here. You're probably not going to like it. Whoa, there was a low helicopter just buzzed our roof. Department of Homeland Security, I guess they don't like me. They're supposed to obey this floor, you know, this minimum altitude over the roofs, but they don't anymore. That one I don't think was more than 50 feet above us. Anyway, to get back to the situation, I'm going to tell you what I think homosexuality is all about. And you may not like it, and frankly, I don't care. I didn't get this website and this radio show by going out and telling people what they wanted to hear. I have noticed throughout history, people always say that the gays flock to the cities for anonymity, and that's not exactly what's going on. If you look very carefully at the population studies, the per capita percentage of homosexuality increases with population density. Now, from the gay people that I know and talk to about such personal matters, I've seen a very noticeable link where gay children are born to mothers who are physically abused during the pregnancy. This cop with kicking in the stomach may be a good example of that. And what I think is going on is that there is actually a built-in population limiting function in the human race. And that is, as the population gets density and struggle for resources becomes major, providers start abusing the mothers and produces gay children who stop the reproductive cycle. My theory is that homosexuality is a natural evolved response to overpopulation. And they're supposed to be here. They serve a necessary function that is not yet recognized. That's what I think it's all about. I don't think they choose to be that way. I think it's genetic programming. And I think they have a valid purpose to be serving in our social and environmental structure. That's my theory. You may not agree with me. All righty, I want to go over and talk a little bit about Fukushima. TEPCO is now admitting that any earthquake of magnitude 6 is likely to collapse reactor building number 4 and its spent fuel cooling pool. And that's a major problem. And I think at this point, we need to seriously look at outsiders being allowed in to deal with this issue, with whatever it's going to take to bolster it up, to prop it up, to build a supersized cooling pool around the whole reactor building, whatever it's going to take. Because at this point, it's becoming very, very obvious that the attitude within Japan, within their government, within TEPCO itself, is to go on saving face by minimizing exactly what's going on over there. And radiation continues to leak out of the area. It's a very, very dangerous situation. We have had people inside TEPCO going public saying there's a major, major problem here. And all it's going to take is one more whoopsie to have a serious radiological disaster on our hands. And it's time to confront the reality that the money junkie safety shortcuts and possibly the Stuxnet virus have placed a major part of the world at risk to radiation, have succeeded in toxifying and poisoning one of the major sources of food for the human population, which got the Gulf oil disaster off the hook for the previous greatest environmental disaster. But without the Gulf of Mexico providing healthy food, without the North Pacific providing healthy seafood, we already had food shortages around the world. I mean, in the United States, they were triggered by this push to incentivize farmers to stop growing food and start growing ethanol for cars, which turned out to be another one of these darn boondoggles because it didn't pencil out. It didn't provide a lot of fuel. It was never carbon neutral. And as a matter of fact, it's been wrecking the fuel systems of cars. We have one gas station on Oahu that has gone back to selling gasoline only without ethanol in it. And there are lines in front of that pump. I have a close friend here who has an older BMW, just had to replace the fuel system on it. Why? Well, because the ethanol and the gasoline is dissolving it. They were never designed to handle ethanol-based fuels. You know, and we're going to start going to this gas station that's selling just gasoline because our Honda is an older Honda and it's running very well, and I want to keep it running well, which means staying away from all this carbonazi, you know, you will use ethanol in a car that was never designed to use it mentality. So, anyway, let's see. The European Union is starting to clamp down on China and India's carbon emissions, claiming that the Kyoto Protocol is now outdated. And what this is another attempt to start moving money around under the guise of it's going to be good for planet Earth. But what it really is the United Nations is still trying to bring about a global government on this hoax of human-caused global warming. And this imposition of a global carbon tax, which is their next tactic, they want a global tax which will fund their new global government. And the problem I have with that is, if you are looking at a global government that is brought into existence by fraud and deception, this new global government will never allow freedom of speech or freedom of inquiry. It will have to be history's greatest dictatorship merely to survive the circumstances of its own creation. And that's another reason to be opposing this situation. We know this human-caused global warming was a huge hoax. None of the predictions of the global warming cult ever came true. We still have snow. There has been cooling. They tried to hide the decline. They got busted doing that. And now they're running around saying, did we say global warming? We meant climate change. Any direction supports our agenda. Climate is always changing. It always has. It always will. There's never been a time when climate wasn't changing. It's the way it's supposed to be. And the carbon dioxide come back and say, we seek the natural balance of nature. Okay, well, I got a newsflash for you. Nature is not balanced. Nature is total chaos. There's no smooth, glorious ballet of interplay among all of the elements of nature. Nature is basically careening through time, banging off the walls and tripping over itself and picking itself back up again. There is no balance of nature. New species evolve, old species go extinct, climate is constantly changing. We know that the sun dominates climate here on Earth, and beyond the sun, we have the changing shape of the Earth's orbit, going from more elongated to circular. And when it's more elongated, you get ice ages, and when it's circular, you get the interglacial periods, which is where we are right now. We are not the masters of our fate on this planet, by a long shot. Yeah, we can see that big rock falling in from the Oort cloud. Can't do a thing about it. And we are in that period of history, that period of time, the period of cycle as the solar system oscillates up and down through the plane of the galaxy. And about a million years after it goes through that plane, the debris that's kicked loose in the outer Oort cloud starts falling into the center of the solar system. And that's when those big dinosaur-killing rocks come falling down on us. We're about in that area as well. And we can see them coming. We've got all those telescopes out there. We can see them coming. Can't do a thing about it. And we cannot control the Earth's temperature. It's just snake oil. And Al Gore and his carbonazis have no more chance of changing the Earth's climate with their carbon taxes than Caligula had to keep the tide from coming in and spoiling his beach picnic by having his soldiers flog the ocean. What is a threat to all of humanity are our own corporations and their corporate greed. Now, the European Environmental Agency just issued a report on the chemicals in household items sold here in the United States of America that are serious medical threats. We've already talked about how aspartame makes you crave carbohydrates and that puts on the weight. We talk about this obesity epidemic in the United States of America. We're being fed products that make us obese. It's not up to us. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Phone lines open, 800-313-9443. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this report coming out of the European Environmental Agency. They've been studying products both on their continent and here in the United States of America, and they're finding an alarming array of chemicals that have serious medical consequences. Now, let me back up and give you a little bit of backstory here. Longtime listeners and readers are well aware that we went through a problem where my lovely wife, Claire, and by the way, thank you for all the birthday greetings you sent to her. My lovely wife, Claire, who's a musician and a composer, went through a period of about 5 years of serious crippling joint pain that not only prevented her from doing her music, but made it difficult for her to walk. And we went to all the orthodox medical establishment, went to doctors and this and that. And they gave her all kinds of medication, one of which turned out to actually not be allowed for, just for pain control, as was this Neurontin thing. And one of the other medications they gave her has since been recalled because it causes heart attacks. And the special shoes and ointments and all the rest of the stuff, and they couldn't find what was going on. And we spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in utter futility. And finally, we figured it out for ourselves. My wife, like apparently a lot of other Americans, is sensitive to these preservatives used in American products called formaldehyde precursors. These are complex chemicals that will over time degrade to formaldehyde, because which will allow these products to have a longer shelf life, which limits losses and improves profit for the corporation. So far, so good. The problem is formaldehyde is toxic. It is a known carcinogen. American corporations are putting deliberately a known carcinogen in their products so they'll stay on the shelves and on the shipping containers a little bit longer, and they won't have to pay for losses where stuff gets thrown away. That's the mentality. Yeah, we'll give a few people cancer, but who cares about them? We'll just send them over to the cancer hospitals who will charge even more money to cure them of the cancer that we gave them. Remember, the American medical establishment, the pharmacies and everything, they don't want you to be healthy. If you're healthy, they can't make money off of you. So they'll put these toxic chemicals in, and yeah, we get the government to do a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, look the other way. And it was causing my wife no end of pain. We went through, we got rid of, we have this little list of chemicals. I've got it in my iPhone. So we're always having to read products to make sure they're there. And the ingredients on the products are in smaller and smaller type. I actually have to carry a jeweler's loop now to read the ingredients on some of these things. So we have also documented where aspartame, which is sold as an artificial sweetener, as a diet aid, actually causes you to crave carbohydrates. That's why you will see these little package deals in the supermarket where they'll sell a diet soda and a big bag of corn chips. Because they know you'll drink the diet soda and then you'll crave eating the corn chips and you'll just gobble them down. More sales, more profits, more money for the stockholders. Monosodium glutamate, which is sold as a flavor enhancer, disrupts the signal to the brain that says, I have had enough to eat. When scientists need to create overweight rats for obesity studies, they have to give them MSG. Otherwise, the rats will quit eating when they've had enough to sustain their body weight. There are no overweight rats in nature. They know to stop when they've eaten enough. So if you need overweight rats in lab studies, they dose them with MSG. MSG is actually a prescribed medication for elderly people who are not eating enough, or for anybody who's not eating enough. And they're putting it into packaged processed food. And people are very alarmed about it. It goes by about 30 different names now because they don't want you to know that's what they're putting in there. I got hit with one the other day. It was processed soy isolate, I think was the new name for monosodium glutamate. And, of course, anytime there's MSG in the food, I know it immediately because it triggers a migraine. And they're shoveling it at you because it makes you eat more, and then you go back to the store and you buy more and their profits go up. The obesity epidemic is a symptom of money junkie greed in this society. So now the European Environmental Agency has started looking at these chemicals, not just in food, but in cosmetics, pharmaceuticals, household cleaners, and they're finding these chemicals that are, they call them endocrine disrupting chemicals, EDCs. They disrupt the hormonal system, which can cause diabetes, cancer, obesity, interfere with fertility, and they're causing an increased number of neurological development problems in humans and in livestock. Now, Europe is very much on top of this stuff. They require genetically modified foods to be labeled as such. They require complete labeling so that you can avoid some of these chemicals, and now they're going to start labeling for these endocrine disruptor chemicals. And you just know here in the United States of America, that's not going to be done. Oh, you can't say that we're putting poison on our products. People won't buy it. Reminds me of that old Monty Python sketch about the sweet shop where they're going into this sweet manufacturer and he says, what do you mean it's got lark's vomit in it? You should have a large red warning label. Warning contains lark's vomit. Our sales would plummet. That's exactly where we are in the United States of America right now. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm watching the corporate media. They're back to Edwards' case, you know, about mistresses and misuse of campaign funds. And again, it reminds me very much of the conditization of the United States of America. And if you don't know what I mean, back in early 2001, March and April, the U.S. government was already informing other nations around the world of a plan to invade Afghanistan in October of 2001. And the reason they were invading Afghanistan was because several years before, there had been this working group of oil companies, including Hamid Karzai, was there representing UNOCAL. And they'd gone before the United States Congress and said, those gosh darn Taliban won't sell us a pipeline right of way for the money we think it's worth. They want to charge us what they think it's worth. How dare they? How silly can you be? Just because it's their country doesn't mean they get to tell us what a pipeline right-of-way is going to go for. And they went into Afghanistan to the Taliban and said, you either meet our price or we'll invade. And the Taliban said, you just got done, you know, kicking the USSR out of here. It's going to look very awkward if you come in and start invading and attacking the country that you left in charge of the place. So Hamid Karzai and the buddies went back to the Congress and said, we need a new government in Afghanistan. The U.S. government said, all right, we'll do that in October. And they were announcing that. March and April was in the BBC. It was in Jane's Defense. It was all these other places that was being reported. But here in the United States of America, in the domestic media, we never heard of the United States government plans to invade Afghanistan. We were getting all Gary Condit all the time. Gary Condit and Chandra Levy. Did he murder her? Did he not murder her? Where did she go? And they just were following Gary Condit everywhere. You know, Gary Condit is crossing the street. Will he stay inside the lines of the crosswalk? I don't know, Phil. Let's go to the sky, Cam. And it was just nonstop waving this sexual scandal and possible murder at everybody. And I called it the Conditization of the United States of America because we were all paying attention to Gary Condit. And we missed the fact that the U.S. was openly telling the rest of the world, we're going to invade Afghanistan. And so the American people were caught completely by surprise on 9/11, you know, where those al-Qaeda terrorists, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, knocked down those buildings in New York. And we were often invading Afghanistan before anybody had a chance to take a deep breath. Or realize that this invasion of Afghanistan perfectly fit the already announced American timetable. That's what I mean by the Conditization of America. We could also call it the blue dressing of America, because remember when Clinton was supposedly going through this whole thing over Monica Lewinsky and the blue dress, and it was really all about keeping the American people's attention away from the real scandal of Whitewater, which was government-sanctioned drug smuggling by the Central Intelligence Agency as part of Iran-Contra, the proceeds of which helped Bill Clinton win office. It wasn't an election. It was a handoff. George Bush Sr. realized he could not stay in the White House for a second term because the investigation into Iran-Contra, which included drug running, was getting closer and closer to him. So he needed to hand off the White House to a Democrat that he knew would keep the secret. And that was, of course, Bill Clinton, who, as governor of Arkansas, had overseen the operations surrounding the MENA airport. That's how presidents get chosen in this country. Remember when Dick Nixon had to resign? He needed a vice president he knew would keep the real deep dark secret of Watergate, which was the link between Nixon and the Kennedy assassination. That's why they had to give Spiro Agnew the old heave-ho and get Gerald Ford in there, who had been a member of the Warren Commission and, in fact, was the member of the Warren Commission who was moving the wounds around on the official report of JFK's injuries to get him to line up to the magic bullet. So that's how these things get done. And it just goes on and on and on, the same kind of corruption. All righty, so we've got a caller on the line, Pete in California. Aloha, Pete. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just reading today's Los Angeles Times on page AA2, and I came across an article that says Bachmann ends Swiss citizenship. This mm-hmm. is Michelle Bachmann, the Tea Party, wonderful woman, who I consider to be, you know, the super patriot, all-American, rah-rah, wave the American flag. And here she was a dual citizen. And
I don't know that the United States government recognizes the concept of a dual citizen with any nation other than Israel. I could be wrong about that.
I think there's a dual citizenship with Mexico, and I wasn't aware of this dual citizenship with Switzerland, but
I don't think they pay attention with regard to Mexico. Walk across the border, you're there.
Yeah, but anyway, I was really surprised to see that Michelle Bachmann, you know, flag waver supreme, was a dual citizen. And she got that way because of marrying a Swiss citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And some of her children wanted to get the advantages of dual citizenship. So
I think they probably wanted to leave the country. If our political system was seriously running somebody like Michelle Bachmann for president, they figure it's time to get the heck out of this country.
Well, talking about giving up your citizenship, apparently one of the founders of, Facebook has given up his citizenship because he's going to be getting a lot of money on the IPO when Facebook goes public. And if you leave the country, I think you have to surrender something on the order of like 30% of your wealth.
Yep.
There's, I mean, people are bailing. But anyway,
it's
my point
tax.
Was,
yeah.
My point was, rah-rah, Michelle, dual citizen. So that's all I've got to say.
All right. Yeah, we did note that the other day, but Michelle is pretty much out of the race, and she basically, I think the only thing she contributed to the American political system is she actually made Sarah Palin look good in comparison. But, she's married this Swiss individual, and I guess she and some of her kids are Swiss citizens now. I don't know if that means they're renouncing their American citizenship. But we do know a lot of people who have the means to do so, either the wealth or the connections or whatever. They're getting out of the United States of America. And
yeah.
Most of the really rich ones, they've already moved their money to other countries, so they're not going to have to pay that one-third exit tax that you or I would have to do.
Right.
You know, I mean, when I leave the country and I get to that border and I say I'm renouncing my citizenship and I'm leaving the United States of America, you know, they're going to be there to say, all right, you owe us $1.87 because that's 30% of your net worth. And I'll say, oh, really? Do I have to? All right. It's cheap at twice the price here. You know,
right.
Have an extra
right.
15 cents tip and I'm out of here.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. All righty. Let's see. Let me look here at the Dow, because earlier in the day when the news about the J.P. Morgan debacle was percolating out into the world, like I said earlier, the Asian markets got hammered and the American markets opened with this very obvious hard up shove. They opened deep in the red. And then all of a sudden, magic of magic, the plunge protection team waved its Lord Voldemort's wand. And it went soaring into the green, and they said, huzzah, huzzah. See, J.P. Morgan did not have an effect, but it's back down in the red. Not a lot, but it's enough in the red to say, yeah, it's ending the week in the red and heading down. The only one still in the green is the NASDAQ. We'll see what's going to happen with that. But the trend is very obviously heading down toward a close in the red. And I don't think anybody is fooled by these upshoves any longer. I think the private investors who are not part of this market rigging with the high-speed computer systems have come to understand anytime the market goes up, that's definitely the signal to start selling, because you're not going to get that high price again if you just stick around for too much longer. So, yeah, I think we're going to be seeing the repercussions of the J.P. Morgan disaster well into next week, along with the continuing deterioration in the Eurozone. It looks like Greece is going to leave the Eurozone. Greece is already getting ready to go back to their own internal currency, the drachma, and again, hovering over all of Wall Street, like the sword of Damocles, are all those credit default swaps on Europe's debt, for which they do not have the cash to make good on them. This is why the U.S. has been covertly supporting Europe's banks with your money, your gold, all those gold bearer bonds that keep showing up in Europe under circumstances that allow their direct confiscation, so there's no debt obligation associated with this sudden influx of money. They're basically breaking their own rules in order to try and keep the system from collapsing. Romney is out there saying that he doesn't recall bullying gay kids when he was younger, and he's at least making the observation that Obama is pushing this gay agenda as a way to not talk about the economy. That's definitely true. Obama has now come back. He is encouraging Congress to pass a new law to make refinancing of mortgages that much easier. Well, wait a minute. We already had one of those. You know, we had the mortgage assistance program that Obama put through, and it turned out that never actually worked. Most mortgages were not renegotiated. In fact, a lot of people were told to miss a couple of mortgage payments so they could qualify for the home loan modification program. And then they'd come back and say, all right, now I qualify for the mortgage modification. No, you don't. You're already in foreclosure. We gotcha now. So this is just more of the same. And again, all he's talking about is a refi, more debt. They're just stretching the payments out longer, which means you're actually going to owe more in interest. It's about saving the banks at the expense of the American people. If Obama was a real man of the people, he would do what Iceland has done, which is to go and look at all the mortgages, and in every case where you detect there was fraud, you write off the debt. I'll give you one place it should be happening right now during the heyday of the mortgage-backed security fraud, when they were just trying to froth at the market and generate as many mortgages for these securities as they could. People who actually did qualify for a prime rate mortgage were shoved onto the subprimes because the interest was higher and the fees were higher, and it made the security bundles look more attractive to investors. Everybody who qualified for a prime but was shoved onto a subprime ought to have that mortgage completely wiped out because it was arrived at fraudulently. Just say, oh, you own your home now. Congratulations, you've achieved the American dream. You own your own American home. They ought to just wipe out all the debt. They ought to be a jubilee, and I'll tell you why. Okay, just wipe it out. It can't be paid anyway, because what's the first thing people are going to do? They're going to say, all right, I'm free of debt. Now I'm ready to go back to the bank, and I'm ready to go back into debt in order to improve my home or to start a new business or to buy a new car or buy, you know, American products. The economy would light up. And, yeah, the banks would still have people who are in debt to them and making payments. But that debt and the payments would be stimulating commerce, because it would be all new debt and new commerce, and people would be buying stuff, as opposed to now where we're starving to death trying to pay off debts that have accumulated over the last 100 years. That's the smart thing to do. If you don't want to take down the Federal Reserve and you don't want to just go out and actually start hanging the bankers, the middle ground is to start simply writing off all debt. Complete amnesty for whole classes of debt. Wipe out all existing unpaid tax debt. Wipe out all the mortgages that were arrived at fraudulently. Wipe out all this debt that's been carried forward from previous generations. Hit the reset button and start over. And it will work, because it did in ancient Rome. They won't do that because the money junkies look at that debt as their wealth. Debt is considered a form of wealth. If you own that debt, wow, this country owes me $15 trillion. Whatever their currency is, they're never going to pay it. Yeah, but look at it. It's a big number, and it's impressive. If you're not going to get that debt paid anyway, write it off and just say it doesn't exist anymore. And that means that country can now start rebuilding their economy. Yes, they'll go into new debt, but they'll be able to pay on it. Debt is how money comes into circulation, and at some point you've got to let it default or the system locks up, which is where we are right now. All righty, let's see. Apparently down in Guatemala there has been a new archaeological find of the oldest known Mayan calendar, and apparently the strict interpretation of this calendar is, ta-da, the world isn't really going to end this December. Now, if you're like me, you weren't really worried about it anyway, but I'm sure there are people out there who were all set and said, yes, as of December, run up those credit cards, because after December, we're not going to have to bother paying them. Well, you're wrong about that one. All righty, let's see. Here's another. Remember what I said earlier in the show about how the American pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to be healthy. If you're healthy, they go broke. And it turns out that Americans consume 80% of all of the world's pain medication. Under prescription, they're calling it prescription drug abuse. They're calling it an epidemic. But we are in a lot of pain. We're in pain because, well, in the case of my wife, she was being soaked in chemicals with her cosmetics and household products that put her into pain. And they still don't recognize that's a problem. What do they do? Oh, we'll write you a prescription for pain medication. It's very expensive. You're not allowed to go up to Canada to get it inexpensively. And it didn't even really cure her pain, and it really almost put her in a lot of hurt when she tried to finally get off, because they were addicting. But the problem is here, they don't want this problem to go away. The pharmaceutical companies love the fact that Americans are just munching these pills like crazy, because it's money in the bank. And the warning sign here is, we saw similar drug and alcohol abuse patterns in the population of the Soviet Union just before it collapsed. So next time you're down there at your local market, just walk down the wine and spirits aisle and take a look at how large it is and how much it dominates the floor space of your local market. And that will tell you just how bad things are here in the United States of America. were being drugged and given alcohol, sold alcohol, to deal with this crisis that we're in. This situation where we know the country is in bad trouble. We know the bankers are out of control. We know the government is corrupt. And we're caught in this trap of knowing things are bad and yet not yet being able and willing to fight back against it. So they turn to prescription drugs, they turn to alcohol, they turn to illegal drugs. Now they're openly talking about, you know, legalizing marijuana to keep us all doped up so that there is no revolution. And again, we saw these same patterns in the old Soviet Union just before it fell apart. Alrighty, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back with our last segment of today's show after these words from our sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our show today. Somebody just put up a note here. Apparently, the cost to the American taxpayer, that's you, for this invasion and conquest and of Libya and the murder of Muammar Gaddafi who was everybody's good buddy 2 years ago before he started talking about a state bank and a value-based currency called the gold dinar. The final cost of the American taxpayer, $347 million. That's how much they made you pay to wipe out a banking system that would actually have been better for the American people than the one we're in right now. In fact, basically, it cost you $347 million, plus all of the Americans who died in the operation, to wipe out the very sort of banking system our nation fought a revolution to attain. Right now, we're trapped with a banking system that we originally fought a revolution to be free of, and then a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president sold us back into that slavery. Now, our military is going around the world attacking every country that dares to have the kind of banking system our own nation had after it won the revolution. How's that for sick and twisted for you? Now, getting back to health and safety situations, this one surprised me. Now, I don't smoke. I've smoked, related to theater and film and TV roles that I played, you know, like a pipe or something like that, or I'll, you know, puff on the stuff. But I've never been a regular smoker, mostly because I watched what it did to my mother, who died of cancer induced by the radioactive fertilizer commercial tobacco is grown in. Now, boss, that's a very reckless and stupid thing to do. Why are they doing it? Well, it's profits. Increased profitability. And now another one has turned up. Apparently, one of the types of cancers you can get from cigarette is caused by the filters. If you're smoking filtered cigarettes, amazingly enough, there is fiberglass in that thing. You're inhaling fiberglass from the filters they put on filtered cigarettes. And these little tiny glass particles get into your lungs and they cause tiny tears in the lung tissue. And it fuels the development of tumors, cancerous cells, all kinds of other illnesses related to commercial cigarette smoke, along with all the other usual toxins, pesticides, nicotine, ammonia, and radioactivity contained in commercial cigarettes. Now, if you're smoking organically grown tobacco, hand-rolled cigars, or pipe tobacco, there are still some illnesses associated with particulates. But these cigarettes, they almost seem designed to cause maximum damage. Radioactive fertilizer, glass wool in the filters being inhaled into your lungs. But don't worry, they've got the National Cancer Hospital Network, which for only all of your available financial wealth will try and undo at least some of that damage. They got you coming and going. They addict you to cigarettes. Remember that inside job? They deliberately made the cigarettes as addicting as possible, and they're loading them with stuff to give you cancer so their buddies, the doctors, can make money off of you. It's sick. We'll be back on Monday. Thank you for listening to our show. We'll be back Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend. Get out there in the sunshine. Get your vitamin D. Aloha, America.